Tribal leaders from the 8 federally recognized tribes in Utah gathered at a news conference at the state capitol and called on state lawmakers to pass HB 40, Utah's version of the Indian Child Welfare Act, which people call ICWA for short. Advocates say the bill would implement provisions to protect Native American children from unnecessary removal from their families and tribes. Eugenia Charles Newton with the Navajo Nation Council says recent research has shown that systematic bias within the child welfare system means Native families are 4 times more likely to have their children removed and placed into foster care compared to their counterparts. She says she hopes state lawmakers value family unity when looking at the bill.
Although progress has been made as a result of ICWA, out-of-home placement still occurs more frequent for Native American children than it does for the general population.
Charles Newton says despite advancements, protections are still needed. Supporters of the bill say its protections are warranted as the federally recognized Indian Child Welfare Act faces a Supreme Court challenge. Opponents of the law say it is wrongly based on race and prevents the state from considering a child's best interest. HB 40 is sponsored by Representative Christine Watkins and Senator Dave Hinkins, who are seeking to codify ICWA provisions into state law, meaning Utah could join a list of states passing protections for Native children. Chairman of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, Manuel Hart, says as the oldest living residents of the state of Utah, HB 40 reaffirms inherent rights for tribal nations and ensures culture and traditions are passed on to younger generations.
Let us give them their right to exercise their inherent right to learn their language, their culture, and their traditions. Let us protect them through ICWA, House Bill 40.
Representative Watkins says the bill is making its way through the state house and says they've run into a bit of a hiccup, but are trying to educate committee members to garner more support for the bill so it can make its way to the state senate. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our 8 Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.